The Fatima Center presents Faith, Salvation, and Humility, a five-day Lenten mission directed by Father Michael Rodriguez. The opening sermon for the fourth day. How is Jesus present in the Eucharist?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us begin by praying, guided by Saint Bonaventure, Doctor of the Church. My Lord and my God, I believe that Thou art present, though hidden under the sacramental veil. I renounce my own judgment and the testimony of my own senses. Thou art my God and my Savior. Alas, what have I done? I have sinned against Thee, my Lord and my God. I am unworthy to approach Thee, O Divine Lamb, who takest away the sins of the world. I invoke Thee by Thy sacred wounds to grant me mercy. My Lord and my God, grant that I may repeat these sweet words during my life and at the hour of my death and in the unfading glory of eternity. My Lord and my God, dart forth from Thy sacred wounds a ray of light and love to penetrate and pierce my heart even to its inmost recesses. Enlighten my mind, inflame my will, that all the powers and affections of my soul may be consecrated with an eternal devotion to Thee, my Lord and my God. Amen. How is our Savior Jesus Christ present in the Holy Eucharist? Jesus Christ is truly, really, and substantially contained under the outward appearance of bread and wine. That is, He is present whole and entire, His body and soul, His flesh and His blood, His whole humanity, and His whole divinity. In yesterday's Holy Gospel, Jesus heals a man who was born blind. At the end of the Gospel passage, Jesus asks him, "Dost thou believe in the Son of God?" Our Savior Jesus Christ continues to pose this question. He poses this question to each one of us, especially at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass when you approach the communion rail to receive Holy Communion. Jesus Himself, truly present, asks you, "Dost thou believe in the Son of God?" He asks you not only to receive Him, body and blood, soul and divinity. But He asks you to believe in Him. He asks for your faith. May you respond as the man born blind did. "I believe, Lord." And falling down, he adored Him. The fathers of the Church seem to never tire of inventing new titles of honor for the adorable mystery of the Holy Eucharist. They speak of the Holy Eucharist as a holy, most holy, divine, tremendous mystery. These are some of the terms that they use, again, to refer to the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. A holy mystery, a most holy mystery, a divine mystery, a tremendous mystery, a mystery so holy and sublime, an inexhaustible mystery. This inexhaustible mystery of Jesus' real presence in the Holy Eucharist is a constant call to faith and a constant call to a greater and purer faith. Let us reflect briefly on the grandeur of this mystery, which calls us to faith. O Jesus, receiving Thee in Holy Communion is the noblest, most important, most holy and most divine act which is possible for me to perform. I am about to receive within my heart and soul my God, my Creator, my Savior, my Sovereign Lord, my Jesus. Yes, I am about to receive within my breast, truly and actually, this same Jesus, who is the life, the glory, the treasure, the love and the delight of the Eternal Father. This same Jesus, whom so many patriarchs, prophets, and just men of the Old Testament desired to see and did not see. This same Jesus, who passed 9 months in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and whom she carried in her arms. This same Jesus, who lived and walked on earth, eating and drinking in company with sinners. This same Jesus, who was nailed to the cross, whose body was bruised, wounded, and immolated for me. The same blood which poured out upon the ground, I shall receive. That same heart, which was pierced by the lance, and the same soul of Jesus, which, when dying on the cross, he committed into the hands of his Father, will come to me. What a marvelous gift. We pray. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love Thee. I ask pardon of Thee for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love Thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Please include the Fatima Center among those apostolates to whom you send a portion of your monthly tithe. Regular monthly donors are vital for our continuing operation. Visit our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Thank you, and may God reward you. Immaculate Heart of Mary, be our salvation.